Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a hearty congratulations, because today is the birthday of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the birthday of his grandson, the sixth Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. As you know, this is also the week of unity, and we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners on this day as well. Today, the question we would like to ask is whether there's anything within the Holy Quran that would indicate the importance of unity between the members of the Islamic Ummah. The answer to this question is that yes, there is in fact many hadiths and many Quranic verses, some of which we will recite for you today. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read the following verse: Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa'tasimu bihablillah jami'an wa la tafarraqu. God Almighty says, and hold fast or cling onto the rope of God, which many commentators of the Holy Quran say is a reference to religion. Hold fast and cling to the rope of God, all of you. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And do not disunite from one another. Do not be separate from one another. Right? This is one verse which clearly indicates the virtue of unity, as well as its obligation. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we see the same theme being echoed. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa ati'u Allah wa rasulahu wa la tanaza'u. God says to the people, and obey God and His Prophet, and do not quarrel or fight amongst yourselves. Do not disunite with one another. This is another verse in which God Almighty, you know, He indicates the importance of unity, and disuniting from one another. We also have a very famous hadith which the Holy Prophet mentions, in which he says, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, accompany the majority of the people. Do not separate from them. Do not disunite from them. Why? فَإِنَّ يَدَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ. The hand of God is with the congregation. The power of God is with the congregation. Sometimes it's said strength is in numbers. Right? This clearly indicates the importance of unity. In continuation, the Prophet said, and beware of disunity. Right? Because the person, the human being, the person who is separate, who becomes disunited from the majority of people, he resembles a sheep who has disunited from it the flock with respect to the wolf. Right? So this is a hadith which indicates the importance of unity. And therefore we can conclude unity is one of the most important virtues. It's an obligation. And it surpasses many obligations, right? A lot of them can be suspended if they come into conflict with unity. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the importance of unity in the light of the Holy Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.